George Kirkpatrick is a designer bookbinder from England. He woke up after a stroke and doctors said he could not talk again, let alone work again. Then a miniature book collector from New York offered Kirkpatrick a challenge. WSH's Cassandra Basler was at his latest exhibit.
A cover of Shakespeare's The Tempest that's sculpted out of leather shows royals arguing over a chessboard. Collector Neil Albert commissioned George Kirkpatrick to make the book for the International Designer Bookbinder Competition of 2013. Albert had been buying books from him for 20 years and wanted to help him recover from a stroke.
So I got a set of sheets for The Tempest and sent them to George and said, please do this. I want to enter it into this competition. And he said, no, I can't do that. I'll ruin your pages. And I said, it's okay. Just do it.
He kept on at me to, you know, you must do it, and I want you to do it. He said, you can do it. I believe you knew.
It had taken Kirkpatrick 4 years to learn to speak and read after his stroke. Now in his early 80s, he wasn't sure how long it would take to learn to use his bookbinding tools again.
I didn't know what they were, and it took a long time to see, oh, well, that's what it's for, is it?
Kirkpatrick says first he needed something to smooth out the wood, so he picked up a tool and realized that's called a file. Albert says Kirkpatrick went slowly back to work.
And when he was about halfway through and I saw what he was doing, I got really nervous.
Albert felt nervous because the book looked so good, he thought someone would buy it at the competition. So he had Kirkpatrick make him an identical version to keep.
Except in leather, there's a portrait of George and me.
That book and hundreds of others from Albert's miniature Shakespeare collection are now on display at the Yale Center for British Art. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.